Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to.
Thank you. closer to me, closer to me. I want to heal you, I want to touch you. All those doubts and all those fears that you've had down through the years, I want to heal you, says the Lord. Come closer to me, closer to me. I want to heal you, I want to touch you. All those doubts and all those fears that you've had on through the years, I want to heal you, says the Lord. You try so hard to hide all the pain you feel inside. You hope nobody sees through your disguise. You wish somebody knew what was really hurting you, but you're too afraid to let them see you cry. Well, it's time to dry your eyes, for today you will hear the Father say, come closer to me, closer to me. I want to heal you, I want to touch you. If you come to me today, I will wipe your tears away. I want to heal you, says the Lord. But I want you to know, there's a place you can go, place not so very far from here. For every life that's torn apart, for every broken heart, and anybody else who needs not be here, for your healing is near. Oh, today you will hear the Father say, to me, closer to me. I want to heal you, and I want to touch you. I won't tell nobody else, I will keep it to myself, because I want to heal you, says the Lord. Come, let me touch, says the Lord. Come, let me hold you, says the Lord. I want to heal you, says the
Shout of praise. Is it a miracle or it's not a miracle? Then why are you sitting down like that? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Yeah. You may hear an advice. You may hear a suggestion. But it's just a prophecy in disguise.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you expecting a blessing this today? God is going to meet you at the point of your need. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10 verse 34, God is not a respecter of persons. You're about to hear amazing testimonies. But if God was able to do it for these people, God would do it for you too. Amen. If you believe it, shout amen. I'm going to read out our first testimony. Our first testimony is from Audrey. She's a dancing star. She said, my name is Audrey Kumfor. I'm a dancing star. I want to thank God for healing me through the power of the Holy Communion. I was diagnosed with ulcer about a year ago. Whenever I have an attack, the pain is very unbearable. One Sunday, I woke up with severe pain in my tummy, but I decided not to give in to the pain. I got dressed up and went to my center to help with the mobilization. When I got to church, Prophet was leading the congregation in prayer, but because I was in severe pain, I couldn't pray. During the communion time, I took the bread and the wine, believing God will heal me. Immediately I took the communion, I felt a sharp pain in my tummy. And by the time the service ended, I was walking all over the place as if nothing had happened that morning. This is a miracle because usually when I have an attack, I end up in the hospital. But this time I came to God and God healed me completely. I believe in the power of the communion. It worked for me and it will work for you to put your hands together for Jesus. I believe every sickness will bow to the power of the blood of Jesus today. Put your hands together if you believe it. Amen. And our second testimony is coming from my brother Frank. Francofori, put your hands together for him. Frank, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for giving my sister-in-law a safe delivery during her labor period and through the power of the mantle given to us by the prophet.
Wow, tell us about it.
My sister-in-law was due for delivery on the 19th of July, which was a Thursday. But on the Saturday, the 21st, she got admitted because they said she had obstructed labor. And so they had to wait and see if she will have to go through CS. And so on Monday, my mother called me that I should pray for them because I am the pastor of the family. I don't know if you can believe it. But because my mother is a retired midwife, I asked her if the situation was okay. And she said it wasn't looking good, so we should keep praying. So Tuesday, around 3 p.m., my kid's sister called me. She had been in the hospital with her for the whole week. She called me that I should really pray for them because it wasn't looking good at all. So I went to my office and I remembered I had a mantle that the prophet gave us with me.
You had a mantle?
The mantle with me in the office.
You hadn't used it
at all.
What were you keeping it for?
I think situations like this.
Okay. So you went to your office and you took the mantle?
I took the mantle from my bag and then I said a prayer around 3:18 p.m.
3:18?
Yes. I was sure that
and
there will be a testimony.
Your sister called you at what time?
My sister called me at 3:11 p.m.
3:11?
Yes, please.
And she told you that the situation was getting out of hand.
She told me it was very serious, so I should pray for them. Yes.
And you took the mantle?
I took the mantle. So because I wanted to be sure of my testimony, I wrote the time of the prayer down at 3:18.
3:18
p.m. Wow. And I said a very short prayer with the mantle in hand. And then just around 3:51 p.m., my kid sister called me back.
She called you back?
She was very happy. I was like, what is happening? She said, our sister-in-law has delivered through normal delivery. She's fine. The baby is fine. Everything is, there's no complication, nothing at all.
She didn't only deliver, she delivered through normal delivery.
Normal delivery. There was no CS done again. Normal push. My mother was telling me that when she went to the labor room, my sister-in-law was lying down. She didn't even struggle. There was no pain. She just lied and the baby just came out willingly.
The baby just came out willingly. Your blessing is coming out willingly this week. If you believe it, shout amen.
Amen.
And you said you prayed at what time?
I prayed at 3:18 p.m.
And by what time did you get
my
your miracle?
Called me at 3:51 p.m.
How many minutes in between
it's
your
just
prayer?
About 33 minutes.
33 minutes is enough. If you are in this service for an hour, I'm afraid of what can happen to you. Shout here if you believe it. Wow. So what do you have to say to someone who's here for the first time?
I encourage everybody here. If you haven't used your mantle, I believe all of us received it. Mm. But if you haven't used yours, I don't know what you are waiting for. I would encourage you. There is too much power in it. Prophet, I want to say thank you very much for the mantle. Please use yours, whatever situation. Pray about it. Use your mantle. You can touch any sick person. You can do whatever with the mantle. And I tell you, it will work for you.
Wow, it will work for you. Shout amen. Amen. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Let's welcome Thelma Lai from First Love Care and UST. Hallelujah. Thelma, tell us, what has God done for you?
Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank God for how He has changed me from a stubborn child into a darling child. Amen.
You want to thank God for
how He has delivered me from the sin of stubbornness and has now made me a darling child.
Wow, tell us about it.
So, previously, I used to be a very stubborn child. I wouldn't respect anybody. I didn't listen to anyone. Even my mom, my sisters, nobody could talk to me. And every time my mommy goes up, people keep telling her that your daughter is very stubborn, she's respectful. it was like a normal complaint when she goes out. So that was what was happening previously. And one time I had a very intense quarrel with her that when we slept in the evening, my sister had to rush her to Kolebu because her blood pressure went up. And so when she came back, I tried to become better, but it wasn't working. So I went back to being stubborn, and then still nobody could talk to me. So at the point, my sister had to leave, but she was afraid of leaving me with my mom. So every time she would call, like, constantly to check up on me. How am I doing? Am I becoming a better girl? And the report was not different. It was still the same. So I went to the university, and I had a roommate.
Which university?
KNESD. And I had a roommate who was in the First Love Church. And the shepherd would come to call her for service. When they come, she told me that she doesn't want to go to church. So I'll just lock her in the balcony, and I'll go and tell the shepherd that she's not around. She's not in the room. So
you lock your roommate in the balcony.
Yes, please.
Then you go and face the shepherds outside.
Yes.
That she's not there.
Yes, please.
Wow.
One Thursday evening, it was 31st March. There was a convention with Bishop Eddie Fabian at the First Love Church, church site. So she invited me, and I didn't want to go, but eventually I went with her. And after that convention, I don't know what happened. I really hated First Love Church. Anyone that knew me previously knew that, I didn't like the church. I don't know why. But now I started attending First Love, and then I used to go for every service. Even when my roommate doesn't go, I used to go. Then I realized that by exposing myself to the preaching and to the teachings of Daddy constantly, my life became better. So at a point, my sister called my mommy, and she asked her, how is Thelma now? And mommy said that Thelma has changed, and that was the best compliment I had ever received in
Your mommy has never said that before.
My mommy didn't like me. Nobody liked me. Nobody gives anything to me because I was just too stubborn. My aunties didn't like me. They can't. If I'm the only child in the house, they'll not send anybody. They'll wait for someone to come to send a person because I'll just not go.
I see.
So.
And you said you've noticed a blessing in your life since you changed.
Yes, since I changed, my life has become better. Mommy and I have become very close. Now she actually comes to my room. We talk about everything, school, life, relationships. She has even started planning my sister and I our wedding and all those things. So, yes, she...
Your wedding will be planned too.
Merci. So she and I have become very close. And now through the prophecy of our daddy, after the Army of Heart Followers Camp, my results have been increasing. Like my CWA has been increasing every semester. So since that was second year first semester, I was a second class lower student. But by the prophecy of our daddy, he said that some of us, our parents don't know where we are, but as we are going back, we'll do better than we have ever done before and would excel, and our results will never be the same again. So I believe that when I went back to school, I increased to second class upper. And since that time, my grades have been better. They always increase, no matter how small.
Wow.
Also, I used to struggle with unforgiveness, but through Daddy's book, Forgiveness Made Easy, I now let go of things very easily. I've become a happier child. And now I'm a placenta leader by the grace of God. And I used to lock people up when their shepherds come and call them. But now I go and pull people from their rooms for service.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. God is changing you too. Amen.
So I want to thank Daddy so much for the teaching, for the preaching, for teaching us how to become darling children, and for helping me improve my relationship with my mommy. Auntie, God bless you so much, and I'm really grateful. Please, just come to church. You don't need to have a reason. Just expose yourself to the word of God, and God himself will transform you. Amen.
Amen. Do it better for her. Hallelujah. And our final testimony is from Stephanie Mensah. She's in the First Love Town Church. Oh, put your hands together for Stephanie. Definitely tell us, what has God done for you?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to thank God for the many blessings I have received since I joined this church and for placing me in the First Love family.
Wow.
So when I was in uni, I never heard about the First Love Church until I was in level 300.
Which school were you in?
University of Ghana.
Legon.
Yes, please. And so I was going to buy shoes for a friend. And then the person who was selling the shoes was Philip Ejapon. So he asked me to join the church, follow him to church. And I gave so many excuses. The first one was that I couldn't wake up early to come to church.
And he said, told him that you can't wake up early.
I can't wake up early to come to church. And then he said I shouldn't worry because the service starts at 3 p.m. And then the second excuse was that I don't have any dress to wear to church. And then he said I shouldn't worry. I should wear jeans and come because the church we dress casually. So I started coming to the church and then I enjoyed it. So, but then after uni, Philip left the church. So I also left.
And your shepherd left the church.
Yes, please.
So you also left the church.
I also left and then I went to my home church. And then one day a friend called me and told me that Daddy has started a new church for graduates at the First Love Town Church. So we came for the service. And our plan was that we are just coming once. We are just passing through and then we'll go back. But then when we came, Pastor Joshua said he wanted to meet all former shepherds. And then I was a shepherd in Lagos, so I went for the meeting. And during the meeting, he gave all of us blue books with names of sheep in the book. So then my friend and I were like, oh, how
your first day in church?
Yes.
They gave you a blue book?
Yes, with names of sheep.
Sheep.
To follow up on.
Wow.
So my friend and I couldn't leave because how can we run away with the pastor's book and the sheep? We have to follow up on the sheep. So I started hanging around, coming to church. And then as time went on, I realized that I was helping with things in church. I started working in church. And I liked it so much. And I realized that even from the little things that I did in church, I've gained a lot of experience, more than the experience I gained from doing national service and all the internships that I did. Then after my national service, my father wanted me to travel abroad to do my master's. But at that time, I'd also started working in church. So then I didn't know how to just stop and then go. So I told my father that I'll apply to Lagos and then attend Lagos. So from that, he was like, if I attend school in Lagos, then I'll have extra money from the money he was going to send me abroad. So he bought me a car.
Wow.
Then, yes, please. And then, so I want to thank God for the blessings I have received. I received a car and the current job I'm doing, I also got it from someone in church. I didn't apply for the job. The person just called me and said I should come and work for him.
And where do you work?
Captain Hooks.
Wow.
Yes.
Put your hands together for Jesus. God is sending a blessing your way. As you stay in this house, you will flourish in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony.
Creator, in the days of your for you before your legs start to tremble. Remember your Creator before your shoulders bend over, before your teeth start falling out and your eyes grow dim. Remember your Creator before opportunities are gone and the sounds all around everlasting to Moses saying, this is what pertains to the ministry. From 25 years old and above, they shall serve in the tabernacle of the Lord. But at the age of 50, they shall step back from the priesthood. They will assist their brothers in the service of the Lord. Younger people will take up the ministry. Oh, this is your time to work. From 25 to 50. This is your season. 25 to 50. It is the best time of your life to work for the Lord. 25 to 50. 25 to 50. 25 to 50. 25 to 50. He bear the yoke in his youth. You must understand that you don't have forever. You cannot postpone the time of your sacrifice. Do you remember how young and innocent you were when you started walking deeper and deeper and deeper in sin? You were not too young to walk and live in sin. How can you be too young to do the work of the Lord? Oh, this is your time to work. 25 to 50. This is your season. 25 to 50. It is the best time of your life to work for the Lord. 25 to 50. 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 Us a warning. The night is coming when no man can work. This is the time to work for God. This is the time to fight to build the house of God. Oh, this is your time to work. 25 to 50. This is your season. 25 to 50. It is the best time of your life to work for the Lord. 25 to 50. 25 to 50. 25 to 50. Work for the Lord. 25 to 50. It's your season. Work for the Lord. 25 to 50. 25 to 50. Work for the Lord. 25 to 50. 25 to 50. It's your season. 25 to 50. 25 to 50. You gotta work for the Lord. 25 to 50. Work for the Lord. 25 to 50. Yeah, yeah. 25 to 50. Whoa. 25 to 50.
Somebody give three people a high five. Say, I'm excited for what God has for me today. Tell somebody the word of God is going to change you. Prophesy over three people's lives that the word of God is going to transform your life. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 16, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they hear. And I believe every ear in this building today is blessed because you are about to hear a message from God. I don't know about you, but I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of God. And today, bringing us a word from God, your prophet and my prophet, Bishop Dagwood Mills, is coming on stage to deliver the sermon. Put your hands together. Give the Lord a scream. If you expect a miracle, let me hear you scream.
To those who believe and say,
that we expect miracles today. We expect your power. We expect your guidance. We expect your wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Thank you for your blessing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Proverbs 18, verse 22. I want us to just pray for 5 minutes about something. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and then obtaineth favor of the Lord. Amen. Now, there are three ways in which this scripture can be unfulfilled. Yeah. Number one, to find, you see, you may not find. You may not find. That's one way. And then number two, you may not be found. Are you listening? This is a prayer time. I'm not preaching. This is a prayer time. So I'm giving the prayer topic. So to find is one, to locate. Amongst all the beautiful girls, it's not easy. It's not easy. I remember when Bishop Saki's wife died, it was like a new problem had come and we have been demoted to secondary school to now go and start finding, which many of us here are at that stage. Is it not true? So, finding, locating. Now, when you find, and then you don't find a good thing. Huh? Find that a bad thing. Because there is no question about the fact that some marriages are bad marriages. It's what we call an IMC. Ill married couple. And when you are married and it's not working, it's like hell. People pray for deliverance for it, from it. When you grow, you come to see all funerals are not sad, as sad as you think. And when they are sad, they are not sad for the reason that you may think. One funeral, I saw somebody very sad. Then the person started to share the testimony, why he or she was feeling sad. Said, oh, because I had a package somebody brought from America. I was supposed to deliver it to the person, but I haven't taken it, and the person has died. So not that the person is sad that the person is dead, but the package that you have not delivered. Another one said, I have sewn a dress. I had not finished. I've got the person's material, and I've not finished sewing. And also sad. So different reasons for being sad. Uh-huh. Are you there? So whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So you must, marriage must be better than being single. You know, one day, there was a man, an elderly man, and he was saying that he was, I think, 70, maybe about 75 or 77. And he was saying that, you know, he's alive. He said, I'm alive because I'm not married. Yes. Ka, she, to, sha, pa, she, then. He said, all my friends who are married, this one is dead because of the wife. This one has got a stroke because of the marriage. This one is at attack because of the marriage. So many, real life. All my stories are true, unless I tell you that it's not true. Bishop Saki says all his stories are not true, except the one that he says that are true. But all mine are true until I tell you that it's not true. Your marriage will never make you die. So, a good thing is destined for you. Psalm 84, verse 11. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. Amen. Amen. He is what? A sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So God is going to choose for you. Huh? A beautiful wife and a nice brother. You believe it? Jeremiah 29. Or let's look at Psalm 34, verse 10. Before we go to Jeremiah. And then we are praying. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. Most lions die from hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So when you seek the Lord, you will find a wife, you will find a husband. Or a husband will find you. Do you want a husband to find you, sisters? Yes. And you must be as eager as you are shouting now when you marry. You must be eager about it. Not that you become tired of the marriage. You say that it is too much work. Jeremiah 29. Verse 1. These are the words of the letter. That Jeremiah, this is a letter that Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders. Wow. Do you want to hear this letter? Verse 4. This is the letter. Thus says the Lord, God of hosts, to all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. I feel a great faith for marriage at this moment. Great faith. I feel God is going to do something great. Yes. Weddings will be too many in the church. Too many, too many, too many. Wedding here, reception there. Wedding here, reception there. First service, second service. Verse 5. Now, I want you to notice this, all of us. Build houses. He told them, they were all carried to Babylon. He told them, these are your instructions. Number one, build houses. You see, to start building and to build a house is a basic instruction for the beginning of your life. Yes. Build houses and dwell in them. And plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Number two, verse 6. By the way, and gardens. So don't cut trees. When you see a tree, you start cutting. It's a sign of something. I don't want to say, but it starts with the word B. Huh? Verse 6. Take ye wives. Yes, that's the second instructions. Take ye wives. And beget sons and daughters. Then, take wives for your sons. These are clear instructions. So take wives, take for your sons. So, yes. So we are supposed to get wives for our sons. Then give your daughters to husbands. That is, if they are humble creatures, we can give away. When it says give, it sounds like something you can take and say, take my daughter, take my... Well, sometimes you give your daughter and then she's not giveable. You give your daughter and she can say, I don't like this one, it's too short. Many daughters are not giveable. That they may bear sons and daughters and that he may be increased their knowledge. So, I'm just trying to say that the beginning of a good thing is your marriage. So, when you are in a relationship or you are and you are told, ask the people around, tell me if my relationship is not good or not so that I can know whether I shouldn't go forward. A lot of people don't give advice. The other day, somebody came to see me talk plenty. So should they marry? I said, please, I can't make any comment about this. Just go and find somebody who can advise you. I cannot advise you. When I advise, you may not follow what I say. So I didn't say anything. I said, I cannot give advice. Yeah. Are you still around or you are leaving? Yes. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good. When you hear, you say, wow, this is something good. And it is. It is. The Bible is good. Yes. So, your marriages will be, you will be living examples of happiness. How many believe it? Yes. Not be shouting, swine. Huh? Idiot. One day, one of my church members is a policeman. He was called on the emergency radio to a house. When we got to the house, the wife was very big. She was beating the husband. All my stories are true, you see. All my stories are true. When she saw the policeman is my church member. She asked the policeman, are you married? Do you know the problem we have here? The policeman was afraid. She said, nonsense. You can't come to my house. I think the husband had called the police. She told the policeman, idiot. The policeman told me, she's idiot was her favorite word, idiot. She tell the husband, idiot. Then the policeman, idiot. Husband, idiot. Policeman, she was sharing the idiot. You will never talk like a fool in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Frank. Now we are praying seriously. Our marriage counseling will just be premarital. Yeah, there are two things that we need to cancel from the church. One is post-marital counseling. Rather, it should be post-marital testimonies. Not post-marital counseling. That we are now coming to do more advice. And I'll tell you the other one if you remind me what we have to cancel from the church. Amen. Lift your hand, everybody pray. And those of us who are already married, pray. Some of us, our marriages are not as they should be. Lift your hands and pray. Karma, shotala, balababa.
Menta koraba kaviente komoko sandaba. Libra kata vine mekestora midambra kusambre de gadizia. Paloria manuke sandaba. Tenovene kestoka. Gisobra grande deve che stoma milaro coso che fa di gavisto barananan canton gabre gigabora catavio melesuda rabanta coma na cateno mocosa gidebe che tola vi andava rapavide che storia liba corama niketolaba gedandobo conama vinde bradicasa micantonama malomadinke entolama genima ma capandolo logodivelo ziraboca telo Momindabe, Genamono, Cotanbeno, Monabile, Jebarakanta, Zonamikandolomo, Kebabidaka, Riadoso, Kulami Antena, Zenamakunde Rebecolia, Lavado, Sampari and the Lima, Rabadika Sokantandaba, Iapako, Shakemada, Radinde, Comanacastalo, Merivasto, Palune Meneza, Zigatukapa, Jericanto, Manuka Palela, Radimbe Vekestonda Baya, Inamukota, Kedobokoshika, Mari Adusaka, Levanton de Genikamo, Randi Emeketuna Makapandolama, Ariama Nikasoka, Mijaro Mikasoka, Shikaro Mikasoka, Mirabanta Kapandere Begusa, Irapako Shaka Pandaliaba, Iamanuke Talababandere Besoka, Reda Kosa Barakandaba, Iapanomazite Kaba, Rede Kabasi Andalababa, Iamakora Makasande, Shendoro. Moko sandere meka ria baka pandele beya ya vandere kasundera banda iyoro moko sandere beka pale ria baka soka pakale iya kobara kasando roboko rema kapandere belika maroma kapali andaba. Lift your voice and ask God to give you the grace to find, the grace to find, the grace to choose, the grace to be found, and the grace to find. Lama shanda.
Holy hands. Holy hands.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Keraba. Iyaba kapa. Romano koshanda laba. Rema kapalia.
Thank you for your power.
Thank you for your power.
Thank you for your power.
Yes, Lord.
Now, let us thank God for a good thing. Something good.
Yes.
Everybody here is going to say a good thing. Good
thank
thing.
Thank you, Lord.
You are going to see a good thing.
Thank
believe
you, Lord.
God right now. With God, all things are possible. The young lions lack. The young lions lack.
Rondo. Yes.
They suffer hunger.
Yes.
They suffer hunger.
Merokane.
But they that seek the Lord shall not lack any
in the
good
name of
thing.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Now, I want us to bind any cover that is covering the good thing.
Yes.
So that you are not finding it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Begin to break down every
yes.
obstacle, every
yes.
hindrance,
yes.
every covering.
We break down every hindrance.
That is
in the name of Jesus.
A good thing that God has given to you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Kena
mokosia kapararianda bakaya. Zoria makutela baba. Paromandele. Sherina kotaria mana. Irebokosa kandere mukayaba. Ramana masandere bebe kotaya. La sula mamutoli ama. Mariandele mekasunda la baba. Indere bekosandele bekapanda ba. Ia kosa ramandela. Remolo kosure bekapaya.
Sombre
ketandele beya.
Malima
musoli ama kabayandela. Manjenge ngomben bekepala. Aloro mosia da baka. Irefete korama. Maluse telimaya. La jorande remokosi amaya. Ondere bekapaya da ba. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your hand.
Yes.
Say, I have it.
I have it.
I have it.
I have it.
I believe.
I believe.
I have it.
I have it.
A good thing.
A good thing.
A good experience.
A good experience.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I need you to have faith for marriage. Yes. You know, in the church, 80% of the problems of everybody, of the people in the church, are related to marriage things. Maybe 90%. Yes. So, it is when we close our eyes and pretend that things are not a certain way, you will think that it's working, but it's not working. But yours is going to be different. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 5. Habakkuk 1 5. Behold ye among the heathen and regard and wonder marvelously. I will work a work in your days which you will not believe though it be told you. Yes. I will work a work in your days which you will not believe though it were told you. So many people have marriage as a great problem to find, to be happy, to flow, to work. But God is going by his power to do something that you will not believe. Even you will not believe. If they tell you today, you will not believe that it's possible. I see you on the beach. That's why I'm encouraging you to learn how to swim. All those who think I'm joking, continue to be there. The beaches will be there and some people will be on it, sending you messages from the beach. Kama shadalaba sandalaba. Hallelujah. Today I want to preach to you about, I'm preaching about salvation. All this, last week I was sharing about the Good Samaritan. And the other day about Zacchaeus. And today it's about the prodigal son. Luke 15. The prodigal son. Yes. What the story we know as the prodigal son. I wonder why they call him the prodigal son. I wonder why they call him the prodigal son. I think you should call him foolish son. A foolish boy. But a certain man had two sons. Amazing. Verse 12. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey to a far country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country, and he sent him to his fields to feed swine. And when he would have fain filled his belly with the husks which the swine did eat, no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and I will go to my father and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. make me as one of thy hired servants. So he arose and he came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and earth. He didn't change the story. He didn't say, Father, I was doing my practicals in agricultural technology. No. He said, I have sinned. Many people don't like to say what they've done wrong. I've done something wrong. And in thy sight, and I'm not worthy to be called thy son. And many people don't want to say that they are actually lower now and not worthy. And you must always consider yourself not worthy. Verse 23. And the father said to his servant, bring the best robe. What did he say in verse 21? The son said, I am not worthy, isn't it? I have sinned and I'm no more worthy. Verse 21. Verse 22. But the father said to his servants, or he said to his son, it's not true. All that you are saying is not true. What did the father say to the boy? It's not true that you are no more worthy. It's not true that you have not sinned. He didn't make any comment. He didn't make any comment. Huh? So it's true. You've sinned. And you are not worthy. It's true. And put it on him. So his father just turned away from him and didn't make any comment. Watch out when there is no comment about your things. I said, watch out when there is no comment about your things. It has a meaning. You think it doesn't mean anything. It's only that they are not saying anything to you. Watch out for things that there's no comment on. But the father said to his servants, bring the best robe. He just turned away from himself. Kwesi, Kwabena, Baba, come. Bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. It doesn't mean that you've not done something wrong. Don't be deceived by certain actions. Doesn't mean they're happy with you. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. No comment about whatever has happened. My son was dead, he's alive. He was lost and is found. Which is the first comment that was made. And the comments are short but loaded. He said he's dead. Lost. And he was talking to his servants. But the boy, he didn't tell him you were dead. He didn't say you were lost. He said, no comment. Hello, Baba. Kofi, Kovina, bring some whatever. You know, he was dead. He was lost. He's found. So they began to have a party. No comment to the boy. Now his elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing organized by the father. And he called one of his servants and asked, what is the meaning of these things? I'm like, is there a bad day? Is there something I don't know? And he says, your brother has come. And your brother and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. The father is happy of the safety of the boy. Safety. And he was angry and he would not go in. I'm not attending that party. Therefore his father came. His father came out of the house to the outside to see him. He said, please, 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 please. Verse 29. And he answered, this many years I've been faithful. Serving. I've not done anything bad. I've not transgressed any commandment. Yet you've never given me one of the small goats so that I should make merry and have a kebab with my friends. You see how we have kebab in the church? We are celebrating salvation every Sunday. Ka shipola. But as soon as this your son, and this the boy knew details which no one knew, which has devoured thy living with harlots. The boy knew it. This is a womanizer, following women, girls. He has used up all that you earned. You know, inheritance is said to benefit only 2% of those who inherit it. I mean, not benefit, but it increases in only 2%. Like most people who inherit things don't increase it. Yes. Let's say like Ghana, we inherited from our colonial masters a country with a railway network. Okay? From Accra to Kumasi, Accra to Takoradi, Takoradi to Obuasi, Takwa to Kumasi, something like that. And I think Tema. That's what we inherited it. It was a triangle of railway networks. Yes, through the countries. Kumasi, our church in Kumasi, the first church we had in Kumasi, it was right by the railway line. All the way. We inherited it. Takoradi too was by the railway there. Few people are able to advance. Because when you sit down and you just criticize the person who is ahead of you or the fathers, you don't learn anything from them. You can't learn from somebody you criticize. True or not true? You can't learn. You say, they just built it to take the gold out of the country. They were just raping the country. As long as you keep criticizing, okay, since 1957, have we not had gold to take out of the country? Since 1957. I'm asking you a personal question. This is just between the two of us. Since 1957 up till today, have we not had gold in Ghana that we need to take out of the country? Since they just came to build railways where they needed it to take whatever out. Since 1957, 61 years ago, have we not had gold to take out of Ghana? Even now that they say the gold is finished, they are reopening Obuasi. They are now just restarting the mine again. During the time of President Rawlings, I think it was that time, Ashanti Gold was bringing 600,000 ounces a year or a month or a week or a day of gold. It was one of the best in the world. Why will you not build more railways? You idiot fool. You cannot learn from somebody you criticize. All his actions are obnoxious to you. That's why when you have a father and a mother and you criticize them all about the person, you may think, oh, I'm just criticizing this part. But once you criticize point A, it's like the point A is on the person. If you criticize a pimple that is on my face, you are criticizing my face. And my face is in my head and my head is in my body. Okay. I don't even know how we got into all that. He divided inheritance. People who inherit cannot improve. We inherited a CD that was stronger than £1. £1, one CD. Couldn't make it get stronger. How many have seen something wrong with them? There's something wrong with this man. Raise your hand. Ha! There's something wrong with this man. And you see, why we even teach loyalty? Because I am also a father. Almost every church, the members of the church find something wrong with the pastor. Yes. So when we teach about loyalty and we teach you to have a certain mind, it's also to drive out that evil that is in you. Because even if there is something wrong with your father, it's not your duty to correct your father or to even you must, the Bible says, honor your father. This is honor your father who is a good father. It says, obey your parents, good or not good. Obey them. One day, I think somebody saw me. I think he thought he's got the master question for me. Yeah, I think he thought he had got the master question. He came and said, Bishop, I want to tell you something that I don't think you know about. I said, what is it? He said, my father is a thief. I said, really? So where is your father? I said, oh, he's in prison. I said, why? He showed me the prison. I said, how come your father? I said, oh, he swindles people. Since I grew up, he has been stealing money, swindled this person. That's why he's always been arrested. He's always been arrested. So what should I do with such a father? I told him it's easy. He thought he had asked me the master question. What shall I do with my father who is a thief? I said, you must be the number one person to be visiting him in prison. With fresh kenke and fried fish. If that is what he likes. I think the father is a gunman. So I said, fresh kenke fish. Hot. And honor him. Visit him. Be good to him. Be nice to him. Don't rebuke him. Don't correct him. Yes, he's your father. He's your father. Don't correct him. You can't correct him, of course, unless he wants you to correct. But who's father? You are not there to correct your fathers. You are not there to correct your fathers. Your father is there to correct you. You are not there to correct your father. Two boys from the same father. One was very bad, one was very good. It shows you that it's the child who is some way. Satan has entered children and made them dislike their fathers. And that dislike brings a curse. Malachi 4. Yes. When put it up. Malachi 4. I will turn the heart of the fathers to the children. You see, when your heart is towards somebody, when a man's heart is towards a girl, few boys who are in love ever imagine that the girl that they like smells. The mouth smells badly. And that no mosquito lives in their room because of the mouth. No mosquito. It's a no fly zone. No fly zone. Mouth insecticide. Imagine it, because your heart is towards the person. Person, a beautiful, on a bonnet show, a nice, a very. I mean, look at all the ladies around her. They look so beautiful. They look so fantastic. Brothers, look around. Don't be shy. It's beautiful, angelic. They look angelic. Come on, what? My first love daughters are very beautiful. If you want a very beautiful bride, you have to come to First Love Church. Yes, they are very, very posh. Yes, it's working in the church, pa. They are posh. The boys are good, the girls are beautiful forevermore. Yes. Yes. So when your heart is towards somebody, you don't see. So in the same way, when the heart is towards the heart of the father is towards the children, he doesn't see much of their faults. And when the heart of the children is towards their father, they don't see much of the faults. But when the heart is not towards the father, and the heart is not towards the other way around as well, then it's like it's only faults and problems you are seeing. It fills your mind. Why is he shouting again? If you were in his situation, you may not shout, you may explode. It's true. And when your heart turns towards him, you may not even have compassion. And he says, when that is not the case, I will smite the earth with a curse. A curse over all this land. That's why I always look at children and say, are you flowing with your father? Because I'm trying to avoid the basis of a curse. The basis of a curse. Yes. One day a sister, she was in church, and I was preaching about fathers, honoring your father, liking your father. She said, I went home and I started to think differently. Then I realized that my father was being maltreated at home. She said one day he just asked, he said he wanted yam. To eat yam instead of something, instead of rice. Hey, she said the way they faced him in the house. Then she got up, she said, no, mommy, but he just wants yam. Let us make the yam for him. She now began to see that he was rather, you see, Rejoiner said that many fathers are seen as buffoons. I read it in his book. I was surprised. He said they are seen as buffoons and mean. They are seen as being mean, as mean and useless people. It's true. Because, of course, women can talk a lot and can create an atmosphere and a word. Yes. Especially if you have a phlegmatic father and a choleric mother. She can make your father look like a real fool in the house, like a useless man. What's the use of this man in this house? Remember when you needed a sperm, when you needed a child, when you needed a ring, when you needed a picture, when you needed a wedding, he was everything. Now that he has provided all those things, he's a fool, he's useless. Because you have become barren in your spirit and your temperament and your body. So I just want to say, two sons, two children from the same source. Yeah. Never think that it's a group, even from the same family. You are always an individual. And you die alone and you face God alone. You said, me and my sisters are saved. Me and my brothers are saved. You don't know. My father had many brothers and one or two sisters. Each one of them had died at a different time. A big family. Every brother died. We call uncle this, then he's dead. Uncle this is dead. Uncle this is dead. Uncle this. At different stages. Although they came from the same father and the same mother. Years went by and each brother died at a different time. From the same womb, each one has been given a longer or a shorter time to live. It's amazing. And the same sons of the Bible school, sons of the First Love Church, of the UD churches, all behave differently. Because the behavior, the difference in behavior is so vast that you wonder. Same church, different behaviors. Okay. Verse 12. We just have to read the verses and then we know what to say. Number 2. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion. Now, younger. There is stupidity often in youthfulness. The Bible says that there is foolishness in the heart of a child. And the rod will drive it far. So when you are youthful, foolishness is bound in the heart. So when you are youthful, there's automatic foolishness. Wow. Automatic. How many have been foolish before? Yes. Now, one of the wonderful things is to find a young person who is wise. Yeah, that's a great thing. And you see, many of you are like that. You are like young people who are becoming wise with the wisdom of like grown-ups at a young age. What did the guy say? His father, where is the young boy? You said that your father called you, or is it your mother called you? You said that you are the pastor, family pastor. Where is he? Come. I need him. Is he still around? I'm sure he's somewhere. Or he's doing something. Yeah. The young boy who came to give a testimony that I think the labor, something. Okay. All right, no problem. How many have been called a pastor in your family before? You. You've been called a pastor. How old are you?
I'm 27.
27. Who else has been called a pastor? Young girl, how old are you? 27. I want younger than 27 who's been called a pastor in your family. How old are you? 18. Come. Yeah, ready at 20. Huh?
I turned 19 July the 23rd.
23rd. And who called you a pastor?
My cousin called me a pastor. Please, I'm in the Anakazi Bible School. I'm coming from Guyana. And she called me the pastor. When was my birthday? She put up on her status, our family pastor, and she wrote my name, Aaron Andrew Joda. Next.
Our family pastor.
Yes, please. She wrote that next to my name. And she placed a picture on WhatsApp, our status, and she wrote, Aaron Jonas, the family pastor, you will be great. And I said, amen.
Wow. Our family pastor. Isn't that fantastic? Sit down. Anybody else? I need 20 young something. Come. Come. And there to come. How old are you, Michael? 25. 20, come. 20, come. It's a great thing when a young person, because the usual is that foolishness should be in you, isn't it? Young people, come. Come, all of you, come. Yes. You are usually the bad boy. Come. Were you a bad boy in your family?
I was like the black sheep in my family. I got to a point that my father said that this, I'm not going to advise you this way again. That was when I was going to university.
He will not advise you again.
Like this way again. That he's going to come to my room. He came to my room and said, I'd hear that I don't stay in school. I'm always in the studio recording songs. I don't go for class and all that. And this is the last time he's advised me that way.
It's the last time he's advising him.
That way. That way.
The way of coming to your room.
Yes. To talk to me. And that I'm now a man. So whatever I want to do in my life. And he was saying that one day it's going
to... And how old were you when he said he will not advise you again?
I was 19.
19. And now they call you what?
A pastor. Even he came to Accra, so yesterday I met him, and he was telling his friend that now his son is becoming a pastor. Yeah.
25. And you?
24. In my family, I'm the baddest. I was very, very, very bad.
Very, very.
Very, very bad. Smoking, drinking, fornicating, a lot of things. Dealing with a lot of prostitutes, everything. So
you a small boy, like you're going to prostitutes?
Yes, please. Even some prostitutes used to work for me. I was a pimp.
Prostitute used to work for him. How old were you when prostitutes were working for you?
I was only 20.
This small boy was 20 years old and prostitutes worked for him. So I hope you understand why I'm preaching the word of God. Is it a good thing what I'm doing? And how old are you?
I'm 20. 20 this year.
20 this year. So you are 19 now.
19.
And they call you a pastor?
They call me a pastor. Even last week, my mother was very seriously sick. And then it's like, she couldn't move. She couldn't do anything. She asked for me. And I came and I laid the mantle upon her stomach. And when I prayed for her yesterday, the next morning, she was very happy. She was like walking around. Like she said, no, I thank you so much. For every time anyone need anything, they call me to pray for them, my sisters.
At the age of 19. Do you see what the wisdom of God can do? It can. The people talk like this when they are in their 50s. They wait till they are 50 to talk like this. And you?
I'm 17.
And somebody calls you a pastor. Who called you pastor?
My friend, because I came at the Bible school. And I told him, I told my family they knew, but...
Were you bad before?
Yes, please. I was very bad with my father.
With your father?
Yes, please. I was very stubborn. I don't listen at all to my father. To my father especially, my father.
Your father especially? Why? What is wrong with your father? Give me a mic.
I used to say that he's very bad. Like, he's... I didn't like him. I didn't understand, but I didn't like him. And I heard a lot of stories about him that he has done that. He has done that. He went to prison. He came out. He has been bad. He left us. He went in another town. And he didn't take care of us. All this. And it's like, since I was primary school, the thing
is... Where do you come from?
I'm from Burkina, please.
Burkina? Burkina too, they don't like fathers. I thought it only happened in Ghana. Hello? Hey! And you?
I was very disrespectful to both my father and my mother. So at a point, at 18, my father just left me to work on my own. And so coming to church, he won't mind me. He won't give any comments. He would just leave me to do anything I wanted. And at a point, I had to pay my school fees myself. He had left me.
Because you were so bad.
Yes,
I was. And what has happened now?
Now, they even consult me. My cousin is in the village. He has tramadol abuse. They'll tell me, oh, pray for him.
They'll call you to pray.
Pray for him. Yes.
And how old are you now?
I'm 22 now.
Jesus is powerful. And you?
I'm 19. I'm
19?
Yeah, 20 very soon. And I also didn't really like my parents. I was very disrespectful, didn't listen to
Which
them.
Country are you from?
The UK, London.
Yeah, UK. I didn't know they did that in the UK. Can you believe it's in the UK? You see, it's a spiritual. And the spirit, they don't need visas. They go to every country.
So ever since I started coming to First Love, it's like, I've changed. I'll be giving them scriptures. My parents will come to me to pray for them, pray for my brothers, pray about all the situations at home. And it's like, they were like, oh, one day...
Marriage, were they asking for marriage?
Yeah, like marriage, just to be peaceful in the house, just to...
Between your father and mother?
Yeah.
They are now a counselor. Did you counsel them?
Yeah, sometimes I'll be like, Mom, sometimes just, you have to be humble, small.
You tell your mother to be humble. You see now, the young people are now counselors. And any of the young people who have been counseling your parents, have you been counseling your parents on marriage?
Yes, please.
What happened?
My mom was having a problem with my stepdad, and I was encouraging her that as a woman.
Is she married to your stepdad?
Yes, please.
And you were counseling her?
Yes, but at first we don't get along because she was the only person I had, and there was always confusion because I was comparing her efforts in training me to others. When I see that other people don't have. I don't have what others have. I was kind of conflicting between the two of us. But
now
when she don't see me, she don't feel comfortable. And she wants to call me to find out what she's doing. And one day she saw me. She said that if somebody would have told her that something good would come outside of me, she wouldn't have believed.
Yeah.
And I was encouraging her on the model marriage. I was telling her that.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
Where do you come from?
I'm from Nigeria.
Please. Nigeria.
Yes,
so you were advising your mother?
Yes, please.
To do what?
To be
in marriage?
Yes, please.
To be what?
To be a flowing sister.
A flowing sister. And what else were you advising your mother?
And I was also advising my mother to tell my stepdad that they should build something because our father says that we have to build something. We are alive, yes. And when I told her...
So was your mother flowing after you told her?
Yes, that one was sorted out properly. And she was flowing.
Like what area did you want her to flow in? Which things did you want?
She wasn't flowing with my stepdad. And so she always gives him the north wind. And I was like...
North wind?
Yes.
What is a north wind? I don't understand it.
Like the facial expression.
The face?
Yes.
You notice your mother's face?
Yes, please. Once I was in the house, when she's serving, she doesn't smile. And I was, Mom, you have to learn how to smile because...
Wow, he's telling his mother she has to learn how to smile.
Wow. And what about you?
My own is not my parents, but it was a different couple. They came to me.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
And you are doing marriage counseling?
Yes.
Are you married?
No, please.
You are not married?
Yes, please.
You see, my people are very wise. They are not married, but they know so many things. Clap for them. Go and sit down. Clap for them. Beautiful. Hey! He said his mother was giving the north wind. You will be declared a counselor in your family. Amen. So, the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided to them his living. All right? Verse 13. Now, not many days after, he embarked on a destructive journey, a self-destructive journey. So, when you don't know Jesus, you have gathered all your gifts of life in a bag and you are moving on a journey to destroy yourself and to waste. Look at what he said. He wasted his substance. When you don't know Jesus, you gather your gifts together in a bag and go. He said he went to a far country, as far from God as possible. And as far from your father as possible. As far from control as possible. As far from guidance as possible. As far from what you grew up with as possible. And you have in your bag all your gifts. And there you are ready to go and waste it. What are your gifts? What your father gave you? What did God give you? He gave you your beautiful face. Huh? So there you are, a young lady with a beautiful face. And beautiful. Beautiful what? Some beauties. Beautiful gifts. And there you go. There she goes. Look at her. Going to waste her beauty. Waste. When I say waste, what does it mean to waste? Can I find the meaning of waste? He wasted his substance. Young man, waste of your energy, your strength, your manhood, your manliness, to waste your sperms, wasting your love, the love you have for people, you're wasting it. Your mind is wasted on drugs. Your anus is wasted. Yes. It's wasted. Like, oh, where is the waste? I'm not seeing the definition. Bring it. To where? Look at the number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to wear away by degrees. So your beauty wears away by degrees. The more boys you have, the more your beauty wears away by degrees. It's true. You know, when you have discernment, you can see someone, this one is not pure. The purity is gone. You waste your purity. That's what goes out of you first, your purity. That's the first thing that goes out of you. You are no more pure. You are no more pure. I mean, if you are discerning, when you are in the presence of a person who is not pure, you immediately feel it. Yes. It wears away by degrees to impair gradually. So gradually you become less beautiful. You are now Miss Roofing Sheets or Miss Iron Rods.
Miss Cement Bags. To gradually bring it back. To diminish by constant loss. To use up. To spend unnecessarily or carelessly. From one boy's room to another, you spend here. Then you go and spend here. And you go and spend here. And your life, you embark on a journey. I want to go as far from home as possible. That's why people feel excitement when they say, oh, now I'm going today, I'm going to do something wild I've not done some before. Girls, is it not true? Yes. I'm going to do something I have not done before. I'm going for a marriage man now. You waste your womb. You know, when you have abortion, they use a certain metal. I don't know if you've seen it before. It's something like a fork that is bent. If you can imagine a fork that has been bent round, then it's used to scrape the womb. So they put it through the cervix and then they scrape it. They scrape so that no pieces of the, what do you call it, is left inside them. So if this is the womb, it goes in and it scrapes. So you hear some grating sound. And then they scrape, 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 scrape. It's called curettage. In real life, it's curettage. Wasting your womb. Then you waste your emotions. Peter lover. You waste your emotions on Peter. So many boys. I love you, so I love you. Then your emotions go high. Then it comes down. Shoo, pow. Then another one comes. Hi, James. Shoo. Pow. Back to the ground. Then John. Shoo, pow. Kobe G. Shoo, pow. Hey. You waste your mind. That's why when God caught me, I realized that, you know, I was good in school. I had good grades. I had good grades in school. Common entrance. When my common entrance result was announced in the class, they announced in the class, this is what everybody has. You know, we did O level. No comment. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. You know it's a better system. Mm-hmm. So we did O level. Before you go in, you have to do common entrance. When my common entrance result was announced, there was a everybody was surprised. They were surprised to hear that I had done well. They didn't know that I could do well. Then O level. And then A level. I think there were three of us who went to medical school from our school. That's all. We're only 55 people, 50 in the class, the whole country. They interviewed hundreds. The first 10 were exempted from, were automatic. And I was the fifth person in the country. No, shh, no clap. I realized that I had something more than granite upstairs. And I decided to use it for God. And not to waste it on anything else. Yes. When you go far from God, you waste, he said, he wasted his substance or what his father gave him. He wasted it. What the Father in heaven has deposited in you, your intelligence, your mind, your eyes, your wealth, your gifts, your talents, your whole life, your sexuality, your sexual capabilities. You waste it. That's why a lot of when they get married, they are not interested in having sex. They just remember, ah, I know one couple, when they got married on the wedding night, they couldn't move. They said, ah, this is the bad thing. This is the bad thing. After we rented the hotel for them, put them in a hotel with petals and special roses and other, when they got there, They immediately, when they saw the environment and what they were about to do, they were like, this is the bad thing, that they were paralyzed and they just slept till the morning. When they came to church, brother said, no, I remember some things. I said, no, I'm not coming back to this. Ka, si, so, sha, she, sho, pa, la, ba, la, ba. What did he do? He said, he took not many days, as quickly as possible. That is not very old. That's why I say from 25 to 50. That song says, remember what you used to do when you were young? You were not too young to do bad things. How can you be too young to serve the Lord? Look at the young boys advising parents, advising a mother, you tie your face and lose the face before you are put in a coffin and another better person comes to take your place. You've wasted your cooking talents and cook for different boys. Serve them with different chips and chops. Make bean stew for your beloved. Bean stew. Bean stew. Gobe. It's called gobe. 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 What is gobe? Bean stew. Gari and beans. No, not gari and beans. Bean stew. Ah, okay, then gari, yes. You are using your cooking skill, jollof. A new beloved has come with new things that he likes. He told you that he likes spaghetti. You have also gone to learn how to do various types of spaghetti. Wow. Energy has come. That's why when they marry, then they can't do it anymore.
I don't feel like doing it.
Wasted it already on the wrong person. Your heart is not a good heart. You are not easy to like. So when they love you, it's like, ask for a man in some way. That's all you learn. Ask for men. A man is a beast. My mother told me a man is a beast. My mother told me you don't have to trust any man. You've heard it. Men. Watch out for those who talk that. Men. A young man. You are counting how many girls you've slept with. Charlie, it be who they ride them. Charlie, it be who they ride them. This one. I hear say you date top. Charlie, girls, they are considering you as people to ride on. As horses. Horses. Did God make you a horse for somebody to ride? Gala. Three riders on one horse. Yes. Huh? Three people are with you. Small girl. You are wasting something on your life. Oh. Two boys have taken you at a go. And when they finish, oh, I clear them. I say, I clear them. I finish them. Your beauty is being wasted. Today marks the end of the wasting of your life in Jesus' name. Verse 14. And when he had spent all, you see, when you are now not as fresh, you see that song, she's fresh, she's fresh, she's exciting. She's exciting. There's a time you are fresh. The Bible calls it the flower of your age. When you are like a flower, she's beautiful like a flower. When all that is faded, what did the waste say? It says to diminish gradually. When it's all faded, yes, it's the flower of your age. That's why God chooses you when you are young. You come and tell me now you are retired, so you want to work for God. You are welcome. But God also knows what is nice. Yes, God also knows what is nice. He wants people in their 20s. If you don't know, I'm telling you. He also knows what is fresh. Intelligence is fresh. You know, when I didn't know this at first, when I was doing the pastoral examinations, I used to say, oh, all exams start. And but then we realized that the older people, they couldn't pass the exams. I didn't understand. I thought maybe they are not serious. But after some time, I realized that they are serious. But their mind is not able to do the exam. So I started to exempt them from exams. That fresh mind that can remember scriptures is the mind that God wants. And it's the mind that must not be wasted in the world. And on riotous, useless living. That fresh mind. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine. Look, life, maybe you don't know. Famine means lack of everything. Now, lack of boys, lack of girls, lack of money, lack of what you thought will never get finished. All the businesses which collapse, they all have the mind, this thing will never get finished. But it does get finished. Yeah. Even if you are a thief, the places to steal from, because security is increasing. Even we have increased our security. Yes, we have increased the security. We have secret service in the church. There is a person maybe sitting by you or behind you. We have secret service. They are watching for thieves. They know them. They even call them and they call us, follow us. Come, follow. But I will not tell you who they are. Because, so as you still realize that at times it's not so easy to steal. And I've been teaching everybody in the church, hold your bag, hold your phone, because you are going to travel to an international airport. So you must know how to hold your phones and hold your bag. No, but you come to church, your iPad is stolen, your laptop is stolen, then you are not ready for international travels. How many are going to be going to Tel Aviv soon? You'll be there. You'll be there. First love in Israel. I think first lovers will enjoy when you go with me, because when I go to Israel, I like to walk fast and walk to places. We go to the Valley of Kidron. We go to Caesar's Palace. We go to so many places. The elderly people, they'll be tired. When I take, they'll make me feel that I'm too energetic. When he had spent all and he was now tired. Remember your creator before your shoulders stoop. I was watching Andre Crouch just before he died. His shoulders were like this. When they were singing, there's nobody, then he would look. Nobody like Jesus. No, no, not one. No, no, not one. His shoulders were bent over. The knees. Everything looks dark. The eyes. Everything looks dark. You wake up with the first sound of birds chirping. You are awake. That's why old people listen to radio early in the morning. They wake up. They can't sleep. Remember your creator before you have spent all. While the evil days come and the years draw nigh, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them. And when he arose, there arose a mighty famine, and he began to be in need. He said, Charlie, I need something. I need. When you don't go to school, when you are young, you see that you are now old. You say you are now going to do university. Yes. Workers' college. Matured entry. They are now going to do a short course. You see them doing masters. Always they want to do more degrees, because they realize they miss the time. And a person who is mature in school is different from somebody who is young and learning. Yes. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country. Listen, there is only one solution. All alternative solutions. Oh, I've had boyfriends and they are not working. I'm going to get a married man to be a second wife. Look at it. He went and joined himself to a citizen instead of getting the real solution, which is to come back to your father. You see, listen, U-turn, and when you are going the wrong direction, look, you better realize that the sooner you do a U-turn, the better for your life. Because if you are going to Aflao and you are going towards Takrady, look, you can even be praying about it. Lord, take me quickly. Lord, bless me in this journey. Lord, help me. Look, the main thing you need is a U-turn. Tell somebody, do you need a U-turn? Do you need a U-turn in your life? Yes. You must be ready to turn around. Turn around, turn around. God is calling. He's calling you from a life of wasted years. And after he has spent all, he went and joined. And the citizen of the country made things worse. You are now going for a married man. You are now going, because you didn't go to school properly, you are now going to do another short course. Short courses can never make up for lack of university education. That's why Anakazo is not 1 year, it's not 2 years, it's not even 3 years, it's about 4 years. Yes. And he sent him to his field to feed swine. Now, swine, you not understand till you go to Israel. Once I was in Israel the first time, when it was breakfast time, I said, do you have pork? Pork. The man said, pork? Yeah, in Israel, there's no pork. They don't eat no pork in Israel. Yes, they don't eat pigs. So for you to be sent to feed them, things are getting worse. The thing you don't eat, the thing you don't like, the thing you don't touch, the thing you detest, you are sent deeper to serve it. Very low. Then after that, Bible says, he would fain have filled his belly with the husk which the swine did eat, but no man gave unto him. Let me tell you, there is a time when no man will give to you. Yes, you have to meditate and see what you really have to do. Ghana has reached that stage. Ghana has reached that stage. As a nation, no man is giving to us again. No. At first, when we were a young country, people used to give us money. One day, my mother told me, the Swiss ambassador, they donated computers or so to a certain university in the country whose name begins with one of the alphabets. A year later, they went to the university to see the donation that they had made from their government. When they got there, all the things were in the boxes. They have not opened it before. Yeah, a year or 2 years later, it's all in the boxes. You get tired of giving gifts to people who don't know how to even use things. Yes. Ghana has passed the stage of receiving, and there is a time in your life you've passed the stage of receiving gifts. You've passed the stage of receiving advice, help, counsel. You get to a place where nobody wants to talk about your things. A lot of marriages are like that. You talk and they will not change, so you leave them. Whatever God's destinies will be, that you leave them. Do what you want to do. Yeah. No man, nobody to help again. Look at my hand. You see my hand? It's stretching out to help you, to preach to you. But one day, this hand will not be stretched out towards you. Over the years, I've learned that there comes a time you can help people. And you should stop helping them. Stop trying to help them. It's too late. That's why you see how I keep moving on. That's why I'm in First Love Church. I moved on. That's why I started Give Thyself Holy. Because I preach to my pastors. They are tired of my preachings. So I moved to outside pastors. Yes. I keep moving. That's why I'm moving Give Thyself Holy to Kenya. Yes. Keep moving. Because you see, at a point you realize that this person you are advising, this person you are talking to, it's like he doesn't realize how great it is what you are giving to him. And no man gave unto him. Verse 17. When he came to himself. So you see, you need to come to repentance. and you need to think. He sat down and started meditating and started thinking. So that is when you start thinking that you get saved and you start going in the right direction of your life. Amen. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? When you start thinking, your life starts going in the right direction. Without that, your life will never go in the right direction. You will be wasting your life. So he started to think, hey, my father's house, they are okay there. Even John is fine. Kwesi is okay. Kwame is enjoying. Baba is enjoying. Kofi is enjoying. Things are going well for these people. Why don't I analyze myself and take a decision for Jesus, to follow Jesus, to serve him? Huh? Why don't I take a decision to be a follower of God? When you think, try to think. Somebody's waving his car keys and say, hi, baby. I love you, baby. Think. When you think, you do the right thing. When you look and say, can you marry this person? No. Will you marry this person? No. Is it going to work? No. Then what are you doing? When you think deeply about things, you start taking decisions. Most of us don't think. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 18:1, put it up. Through desire, a man having separated himself, so you must at times separate yourself, go to the prayer gardens and seek God. And when you seek God, you intermeddle with all wisdom. And that wisdom will make you a wise person. Amen. That wisdom will make you a very wise person. Are you listening to me? Yes. So crisis will come. Problems will come. But God is the only way forward. So he said, how many servants? Meditation. Start thinking. And you, God is going to bless you. Amen. Amen. Let me show you something. If you look in Ghana, start thinking. You suddenly see the reasons for things, the solutions, the answers. But people don't want to think about it. Amen. And then finally, carry on, verse 18. He said, I will arise and I will go to my father. And I will say, Father, when I was coming home, we had an accident. I was admitted in the hospital. My leg was broken, so I've been on admission for 2 years. Some people, when they are repenting, they come with more lies and make up stories. And it makes things worse. Isaiah 31:1 says that you are adding sin to sin. Adding sin to sin. So when you've decided to change, decide not to change with lies. And partly tell lies and part truth. Because God will find you out. And it's not going to help you. If you have just come clean. Don't come and say, oh, you know, I was involved in an accident. You know, when you break your leg, you have to lie in the hospital for a long time. So they put a nail in the leg and I was admitted for a long time. After that, I was admitted to the hospital. That's how come all my money got finished. It's not true. Oh, I was doing agriculture practice because I was doing my master's in agric farming. I was doing animal husbandry. More lies. More stories. More things that are not true. So I had just had one or two boyfriends. It was just the second boyfriend. But the first one was just, I mean, nothing. And then the second. It's not one or two. It's 93. Wow. Isaiah 30. Put it there. Isaiah 30. Woe to the rebellious children that take counsel, but not of me. That cover with a covering, but not of my spirit. That they may add sin to sin. Underline it. Add sin to sin. You've already sinned, and you add another sin to the sin. Sin times sin is equal to what? Sin squared. And sin squared is equal to what? Where are the math students? Adding sin to sin. Oh, this is addition. Okay. All right. Let's go back. I will go to my father and I will say, I've sinned. How many want a major change in your life? Then take a major decision. Don't take a minor decision. Minor decisions bring minor changes. If you want a major change, you have to take a major decision. If you want a major change in your life, take a major change. I took a major change in 1991. I took a change. I decided I will be a full-time minister. I told my wife, I'm going to do it. I'll give myself wholly to God. Wholly. Since then, I took a decision. I put aside everything. I was doing a business. I parked my business on the roadside. I said, that's the end of business. Up till today, I don't do business. No. There's no business about me. It has actually made me know more about business by not doing business. Because you know something, when you step back and you look, you can see this one will not work. Many of the banks that collapse, I could show you the reason why this bank will collapse. Including some that have not yet collapsed. You see that this one can collapse. I told somebody a few years ago that many of the banks in the country are fake. They are not real banks. Do you remember, did I tell you that how many years ago?
8-10 years easily.
Yeah, I've been saying it. They are not real banks. The money can even finish in this bank. You can see it. If you want major change, major decision, I will arise and say, I have sinned. I'm going. Verse 19. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of your hired servants. Verse 20. And he arose. He arose and he came to his father. When he was yet a great way off. You see, when you start doing the right thing, God starts to help you. He meets you halfway. And it starts to become far easier than you thought it would ever be. The father has decided to come and help you halfway through. That's why for me, to serve God, it's just been a joy. It's just been a joy. It's just been a joy to serve the Lord. Yes. He met me halfway. He met me halfway. Held my hand. Had compassion on me. And took me along. Said, come my son. You want to serve me, isn't it? I'll show you how nice it is to come to your father's house and work in your father's house. Come, let's go. I was there and he brought me a ring. Then he brought me shoes. My size. Jackets to wear. Clothes to wear. Kamo shitala baba. Pemo satara baba. He said, I'll show you how nice it is to work for me. How nice it is to come home to your father. Come and work in your father's house. I must be about my father's business. What a blessing. He met me halfway. I said, I will never own a car, never own a house. I'll never have anything. He met me halfway. He said, I'll show you something. How nice it is to work for me. You want to work for me? I'll show you. And that's the same feeling I have for people who want to work for me. People who have worked for me for a long time. I have a certain feeling for them. To show them that it's not a waste of your life to choose to work for Jesus or even to work for me. If you choose to work for him, the father will get up from his house and come out on the way and tell his servant even before he leaves the house, something is happening now. I feel a move. Organize clothes. Start ironing. Start ironing some of my dresses. My son is in rags. I'll show him that when you come to my house, when you come to the father's house, you'll never be in need of anything. This impoverished man who was feeding pigs. Can you imagine the attire that he was wearing to feed pigs? Can you imagine the attire that he was wearing to feed pigs? Do you know attire? You were crying when you came to Jesus. The very first service we had in our church, Bishop Saki was actually the one who preached. First service of this whole UD. When he preached, there was a girl. Her name starts with one of the alphabets. She came forward I was standing there in this medical school auditorium, and she came forward weeping. Hey, tears. You could have bathed with the tears. It was swimming in the tears. What is it? That's why I asked Bishop Saki, what? The girl was crying. Why is she crying? He said, oh, her boyfriend. She said that she's leaving her boyfriend for Jesus. I said, wow. She was crying. Next week, I saw her in church. Week after. Never went back. Served the Lord. Then one day, a doctor, one of the brothers in church, saw her. And the brother said, I'm going to England. Do you know England? Yes. England. I want to marry you. Yeah. And he proposed to her. So, wow. You want to marry her? I said, yeah. But as she was getting married, she married him. As she was getting married, I always remember the first day and the first service. A little girl, she was crying. She said, no more boy. I'm Jesus. I'm going to serve the Lord. No more. No more sin. No more. And she was one of the few. You know, we're not many doctors. You know, our church didn't have anybody. We didn't have medical students. Few medical students. Very few. Nurses, lab tech students, nursing students, and students from Ebenezer Secondary School. These are our members. 40 people. Yes. So one of the few medical, maybe there were about 4 or 5. One of them chose her, said, I like you. What you thought you've lost? You thought you've given up. I've given up my big farm. Fool. You should give it up and move. I've given up my life of freedom. Yeah, it's better. I'm coming to God to suffer. I'm coming to be sad. Halfway. I prophesy, I promise you, halfway. Remember, halfway on your journey to serve him, halfway, he will meet you. He will meet you. And he will take you back. And when he takes you back, yeah, he's coming to cane me. No, caning. He's coming to beat me with chains. He's coming to beat me with whips. No. Parting. All the things you never thought would be part of God will be added to your life, to your amazement. I never knew that I would not need to know the price of Kilewele or kebab or many things. When I'm traveling, I don't know the price. It's true. I don't know what it costs. I just am going. And I go. And I say, these people should come with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. I choose those who come with me. If you see somebody with me, I chose the person to come with me. Yeah. I say, this person. 10. Minimum is 10. I don't know how much it costs. Halfway. And when I was coming to work for God, I said, I will never travel again because I'm going to be the poorest person in the world. Till I started to beg God, the traveling is too much. Kashito Shapa Rabasan. Choose God. The father said, bring the rope. You've left your boys. God has a nicer brother. Nicer brother. What is it that you want in a boy? I said, what is it that you want in a boy? Mention 3 things you want in a boy. They will be found in that boy. I want somebody who is what? Say it. Somebody. Adam's apple. Are you serious? Bring some water for this girl. Bring some water. You want Adam's apple. Fire the young lady. Tell your neighbor 3 things. Adam's apple. Hey! Bring some more water. Bring some more water. This is very serious. You've got some more water, but you let me. If I preach and it comes back, I will. Adam's apple. Okay, God will give you Adam's apple. What else do you want? What else do you want? In a boy. Squinting eyes. Who said that? Fire her. Just receive it humbly. And what's the third thing that you want? They've stopped saying. Pink lips. Who said that? Fire this one. Tell somebody whatever you want, God is going to give it to you. Amen. How many are ready to come back to Jesus? Oh, Jesus, I love you. But I want to say, so many people have theories, but they don't implement them. You see, the boy thought that I will arise, I will go back to my father. Then he did it. He arose and he went back. Today is the day of the implementation of the things that are in your heart. Do it. When I was in a relationship, I told my beloved, sit down. I told my beloved, I said, one day I will teach on a mountain. Those are how my beloved, those is raps. My raps are spiritual raps. Vitamin C, vitamin D, and vitamin me. No, those are not my type of raps. I need my inhaler. You have taken my breath. Hey. Sisters, if a brother comes to you with very spiritual raps, will you receive him? Huh? They're lying. They're lying. They say you are lying, oh. Are you lying or you are telling the truth? Spiritual raps. Or you want him to say vitamin C, vitamin D, and vitamin me. Say, Jesus is the answer. Amen. Jesus is the way. Jesus is what we need. And all that we need is to turn around. And young people in this church, I prophesy, you are going to be the wisest young people. The wisest young people. The wisest young people. Wisest young people. You will be counselors and advisors. You will be givers of advice. You will be builders of houses at your age. Yes. Beautiful. It's going to be so fantastic. Yes. Even though you are young, and even though foolishness is usually in a young person, in your case, yes, wisdom will be found in you. 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 Lift your hands and thank God. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for repentance. Thank you for a new story for all the young people that are in the church, Lord. A new story, a new turn, a change in our lives, Lord, because of major decisions. Major decisions, major changes, Lord. Major changes. Put your hands down for him. Look at me. How many are taking major decisions in your life to bring about a major change? And the most major change you need is to come nearer to God. Come closer to me. Father, thank you for your word today. Put your hand on your heart. Receive power at this time to implement the wisdom of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God for major changes that are taking place in a major way in your life from this hour as you turn around for Him. You turn around from being a critical child to a loving child and a darling boy and a darling girl. Masato Rama Kapala Shandala. Two children from one father and one mother. God is going to make you the good one. Father, we thank you for your word and your spirit and your power that is released amongst your children this afternoon. We are blessed. We are grateful. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you are here, you want to give your life to God. You want to give your life to Jesus. Pastor, pray with me. Maybe somebody invited you, but you are not born again. You want to give your heart to Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. I want God. I want to turn around like this boy and come back to the house of my father. I'm going to stop fooling around in the world, fooling around far away. And I'm coming nearer. I'm coming home. Then lift your hand and come to me in the front. With your hand lifted up, come with your hand up and come all the way to me in the front here. I want to pray with you right now. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Come all the way. Come all the way. I want to give my life to God. Come, let me pray with you. Pastor, my life is like the life of this boy, the prodigal son. I want God. I want to turn around. I want to come to God. I want to give my life to Jesus. Come on. Come to God. Come to your father's house. Come to your father's house. God is changing your life. Come on, my friend. Come on, my sister. Come on, my brother. Don't stay back when God is calling you. Don't stay back when Jesus loves you. Come to God. Okay, let us pray. Say this prayer. Lift your hands up. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. I'm sorry for all my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, say from today, I am turning around. I'm turning around. I give my life to God, to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Please wash me, wash me, wash me with the blood of Jesus. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Today, I open my heart. I receive Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today in the name of Jesus. I am glad. I thank you. Say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Today, I am turning around forever and forever. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Clap for them. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Give me a book. Give them one of these books. I want to give all of you one of my books. It's a very good book. It's called Key Facts for New Believers. Would you like to read my beautiful book? It's a book about the Bible, and it's going to change your life. Everybody here, I want you to read it. It's my gift to you. As you've come, you are not going back empty-handed. You are going with salvation. Jesus is in your heart and a free book in your hand. Clap for Jesus. Is it a blessing? Amen. What's your name? Yes, you. What's your name? Caleb. God has a call for your life. You ran away from God for a long time. But today, God is calling you, bringing you back. No, a lot of the people here, the children, when they say their stories, you will not believe. Are you hearing me, Caleb? When your father gave birth to you, he had a certain mind. That's why he gave you the name Caleb. Yeah, he had a mind, but you've not walked in that way. Is it not true? It's true. So today is your day of salvation. You are turning around. Amen. And all of you, the same. Jesus is saving you today. Amen. Your life will never be the same. When we close, we are closing in about 5 minutes' time. When we close, all of you should come to this corner over here. They've written a salvation corner for just 2 minutes. We are going to share something with you. Don't be in a hurry. Are you happy to come to Jesus today? God bless you. Go back to your seat. Amen. You may be seated. It's time for communion.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Drink, this is my blood,
which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. It will sustain you, it will make you whole, it will give you life. When I see the blood,
when I see the blood,
I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Today you hold in your hand a supernatural meal. The communion of the bread, the communion of the wine. Oh, this is the bread that came down from heaven. Take this meal and eat, and you will have brand new life. You will be whole, you'll be healed, and you will be delivered. And I see the blood.
Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 4. Beautiful. In verse 3, he humbled thee. Amen. And fed thee with what? Manna. The bread that came down from heaven. Amen. And what happened in verse 4? Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, and neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Swelling of feet is a symptom of many diseases, especially as you get older. Just even when you are older, when you sit down for a long time, your foot can swell. But by the supernatural bread, amen, they were supernaturally prosperous and they were supernaturally healed. Stand to your feet. Father, thank you for supernatural prosperity and supernatural health for everyone here. Any swelling goes down now. Swelling of feet, swelling of the liver, swelling of the kidneys, swelling of the heart, swelling of the brain, any form of edema, cancer, tumors, dies today in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the body of Jesus Christ. We receive the body today. The body of Jesus Christ. And now the blood. This wine is bringing healing. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says the life is in the blood. Right now, you're about to get life. I see somebody, 4 years is being added to your life by this. When you drink this cup today, 4 years. I don't know what age you are destined to die, but 4 more years. By today's communion, divinely, prophetically. Father, thank you. The life is in the blood. We receive the life of Jesus as we receive. According to Leviticus 17, verse 11, let life flow into every being today in the name of Jesus Christ.
the blood of Jesus. Lift your hands for your blessing. May you walk on paths that lead to life. May you walk on paths that lead to length of days. May you walk on paths that lead to durable, enduring riches. May you come back home from every far journey. And may the blessing of the Lord hover all over you. You cannot die in an aeroplane. You cannot die in a car. You cannot die prematurely. You cannot die from armed robbers. You cannot be diagnosed with any evil disease. In the name of Jesus, receive supernatural healing. Supernatural protection. Your food shall not swell. Your raiment shall not grow old. The blessing of the Lord shall be permanent over your life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for healing and power that is released upon everyone and into everyone here by your mercies. We give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the blessings of the Lord.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.